For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to another Whiskey Review from your boys at the BHH. Today we have a little treat from the Alton Distillery. This is a New York straight bourbon whiskey. Michael, tell us where they can find it, potentially. I don't know.
This whiskey review is sponsored by Addie's. Addie's is a family-owned and operated liquor store located in Williamsville on Transit Road. They have an in-house wine sommelier, knowledgeable staff, and an app that you can download, search SKUs, and if you are in the state of New York, they can ship it right to your door. Addies, thank you so much for your partnership slash sponsorship. Derek, let's talk juice. So this one is from slightly downstate from where we are. I'm sorry.
What?
Yeah, downstate, Catskills. Not upstate.
No, what are you talking about?
This is an 80K, bro.
No, we're not talking ADK, even though they might source their bottles from ADK. I do not know. But I'm trying to find the prices online.
Bethel Street Route 17.
Bethel?
Bravo. Pull up the map.
All right.
Pull up the map, New York State.
Yeah. It's for Catskills. Bethel. It's Catskills. You know where it is.
Downstate.
We all know. All right, so this is called Alton Distillery. This one that we have right now is a New York State bourbon. The mash bill is coming in at 70% corn, 15% malted barley, and 15% rye. So equal parts rye and malted barley, which is a pretty cool little experience there.
Synthetic cork, find them.
They are in New York State Catskills area, obviously, as we just went over 17,000 times. They use New American oak barrels, charred. They distill in copper pots, which is pretty sweet. It's
old school.
A little old school method there. They were founded in 2010. One of the oldest distilleries in New York State. They use a rare quality of water from the Catskill region, and they also are huge in conservation of the environment.
That's what I'm talking about. Environmental conservation is key, clutch, and important, so thank you for that.
And they use 100% grains harvested in New York State. One to mention is their Red Winter Rye. So, cool stuff. This one
proof
is
point.
47.
94 proof.
So we're looking at 94 proof, and it's 5 years old. This one is coming in at $56.
$56. It is a dark color. Sure, I like that a lot, probably due to some of the equipment that they are using. Noise. Got some decent legs on her, huh?
Pause.
Should not have said that out loud in 2023. It's fine. All right. Label branding. Synthetic cork. Which, it's kind of a
bear to get in and out, huh? Pause.
What's up with this kosher stuff?
Dude, you gotta appeal to everyone, you know? Put it front and center.
It's whiskey, just drink it.
Nah. We gotta make sure that all the peeps can drink it. Alright, so label branding. What are you thinking?
I actually like their labels a lot. I like the mystique of it. I like the yellow touch.
Not enough people are doing yellow for bourbon.
No, I agree.
Even though most of it's corn. I feel like more of it should be yellow. It makes sense, dude. 70% corn.
They're basically talking about the quality of the grains and the quality of the water on the estate for the back of the label. The front of the label, they do have a nice little faded map on it. It's texturized. I like that. Locally sourced grains. Hell yeah. And then Catskill Mountain Water. Non-chilled, out of New York, small batch farm, and then, like I said, Bethel on Route 17 Bravo.
The only thing I would say is a critique for this, because I have to find a critique for everything, is that they have the same font, but a ton of different sizes. I mean, we're talking about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 different sizes on the front label. I know that it's nitpicky, but that's what we do here. We rate label branding. And to me, that's just not consistent.
You just made me yawn because it immediately made me think of corporate America and don't care, bro.
I'm just saying it's something to note, something to note.
Label branding, I'm going...
I'll go A+ on the label branding.
I was going to go flat A.
Well, now who's the jerk?
It's still an A. Only you care about the...
Fine, A- then, bro. No, A check. My bad. A- would be a downgrade for our thing.
All right, A check. I agree. Nose.
Nose.
See, New York just smells better than
right?
Kentucky.
See,
I just fell in love with you all over again.
Well,
this is because this is what I always say, dude. Kentucky is so overhyped. We just did 2 reviews of Kentucky whiskey, and if you want to go back and check that out, they weren't bad products.
Oh, I can't drink it yet. Damn
but
it.
But you smell it, and you immediately are like, this is Kentucky. You smell this, and you're like, this is not Kentucky. This is so much better.
It's fresh. It's crisp. It's got that good juice element to it, huh?
This is going
to
suck right. When you taste it. I can almost guarantee it because we're ripping on it right now.
Nose, I'm going A++.
I'll go A++.
A++, I agree.
Okay,
hold on. I want to drink the juice.
Are we going A++ just because we're just dissuaded by the fact that Kentucky we had before?
No, I like this.
Is this really is this really on par with one of the best we've ever had? I don't know about that.
Of the best we've ever had.
A++ is a big rating, bro. A+ check. Let's dial it back just a little bit.
One of the biggest ratings we've ever had was an A+ check plus.
Is this really an A++ though, bro?
A+ check, fine. I agree.
We can't. We got to write this down somewhere. We didn't write down the board. We didn't think we were gonna do 4 today, but here we are. So, A+ check. I think that's a reasonable rating for this.
I agree.
Initial taste. We didn't even talk about what we're smelling. We just said it's good. Can you please give the people what you're smelling?
Fresh grain. Fresh, purified, which is French for water. I'm getting a lot of grain. I'm getting a lot of fresh grain. A lot of, like, the mystique when you walk into a Rick House and you just, like, you get punched with that greatness, you know? That's in there.
Are you getting a little bit of, like, an ashy note? Like a
ash,
like a charred, like not a charred, but like a burnt.
No, burnt. Yes, yeah. Not ash. I'm not talking
ash
about
is burnt. Dude.
No. Because there's a difference.
Oh boy, don't say it.
All right, I'm not gonna make the Pompeii reference.
Don't.
So, I'm
getting like a little ash burn, not like a cigarette, but like burn, like a toasted burn.
I'm getting a toasted burn. I'm not getting ash.
Okay. I like this, though. It's very deep. Pause.
Initial taste, I'm getting a lot of grain. I'm getting a lot of freshness and just pureness out of this. It's just clean. Clean and crisp. A lot of grain, some spice. It's nice. I like the color. I like the mystique. I like what they're doing down there, huh? What, are you mute? It's so good you're silent?
I'm just trying to pick out another note that you didn't just say.
Getting some fruit skins.
I will say it's pretty dry.
A little dried
though.
Fruit. Yeah, dried fruit. It's nice.
You like the dryness?
Yeah, I like that. I would box you for this bottle. Jab, jab, hook. You know? Would you say 55 bones?
See,
I think this is worth 55.
All right, we'll get there. Can you calm down a second?
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In just a second, Michael. We still have to, we have a process that we go through.
Here. On to the next review.
Yeah, we're out. No, so predominantly I'm tasting like a hay, like a corn, like a dried out corn stalk.
Yeah, I'm getting the grain.
We got to be more specific with the grain.
No, you don't.
You act like we've done this before. There's a kid that just turned 21 that's in the liquor store right now, and he's like, should I buy this bottle? And you're just saying, great. We have to give a little bit more to it, you know?
That 21-year-old is like, these guys know what they're doing. I'm buying what they're saying.
Getting a little butterscotch on it, too. A little caramel, like a Werther's caramel.
Touch
like
of
a very
sweetness.
Sweet.
Yeah, touch of sweetness.
Very sweet caramel, but it's dry. That's the interesting part about this.
Yeah, like is Jimmy
it's very,
E. World. Sweetness, bro.
Need me listening. It's very sweet, but it's very dry. And that's a very interesting dynamic that I haven't...
I feel like Claudia Heuser would approve of this.
I don't know what that means.
I think she would like it.
Yeah.
She's right there saying hi. Good. Initial taste, I'm going... Did we rate the initial taste? On to the next review.
Yeah, I know. I don't know because you finished this one like an hour ago.
Mentally, I'm drinking rum. We reviewed all the whiskey already.
That was a very interesting taste, and I can't pin it right now, but that's ending note. So, initial taste?
I'm going A.
Yeah, I'll go flat A.
All right, flat A. I agree. Ending note, it's dynamic. This travels well. It sits on your tongue a little bit. Not in a bad spot as well. Like, it's not to the sides. It's not, like, super up front. It's kind of middle of your tongue to back of your tongue. High hug. Warms your stomach. Hits your chest a little bit, but there's no, like, indigestion. It's good. I like this ending note a lot. It's a lot more of a full body than other options, specifically at this price range. I think a lot of that is because of the distillation process and equipment that they have. Kudos to y'all down there knocking it out. I love this honey note.
I just found out what I got on the honey note. I'm getting,
it's going to be something super obscure. Prepare yourselves.
No, like a piece of multigrain toast that is buttered. Like a buttered multigrain toast.
Okay. Buttered toast.
Multigrain, though. Because you got different types of toast. You have white, you have wheat, you have rye. This isn't either of those.
You also got Wonder Bread, bro.
That's white.
Is it, though?
No.
It's like
fake.
A strand away from plastic.
Yeah.
What are you doing with your phone?
It's basically
twitching
already,
like Michael J.
Basically already outlawed in England. But it's multigrain, like where you can kind of get some of those
get
seeds.
I get it. You're yelling.
I need you to agree with me.
I'm sorry you have insecurity issues.
I
if
do.
You want, we can talk about it on Thursdays.
Can we? Thursdays?
Well, yeah. Today's Tuesday.
What's Thursday? Are we recording? Anyway. No. Multigrain toast with butter on
it. It's office
That's
hours.
What I'm getting. Because it's like you, if you take a sip of it, like take a sip, let it sit on your tongue for a little bit, and then aggressively inhale. No, through your mouth, nerd.
How? It's sitting on my tongue.
You want me to inhale? Now, see? Now do you taste it?
Oh my god, you buffoon! If I did that with the liquid on my throat, I'd drown myself.
I'm so happy we pressed record.
I would literally be drowning choking on camera, and you're giving me the Heimlich trying to keep me alive. If you're not watching on YouTube, subscribe and watch on YouTube. There's a lot happening.
So, take a sip.
I just did,
so
and I inhaled, and I got the toast.
Okay, that's all I...
If there's any audio concerns
next
for you...
Next review! Yeah. Finally, he agreed. But, like, that's what I... It's that weird kind of, like, sweetness of toast.
Your body stops you from doing it. I just tried. You're setting me up for failure.
I never said leave the liquid in your esophagus while you
did you
do
ever
it.
Eat a bag of chips? There's no chips in the bag anymore, but then you aggressively inhale just the bag, and then all the powder just hit your throat, and then you can't breathe?
I've done that with powdered donuts before. That's more my speed.
You're such a fat kid. I love it so much.
But yeah, definitely multigrain. Multi, for sure. All
right, so ending note rating. I'm going A-plus check.
I agree. A-plus check.
I agree.
What I will say, again, this is different from the other Kentucky review that we just did, and I'm kind of bringing us back to a little bit seriousness, because the initial taste and the ending note are very different. And when I'm drinking a whiskey, especially around this price point, and now I hope that if you were around for the last 2 weeks and you questioned where we were coming at with that price point, this is $53. So this is less than the whiskey that we reviewed last 2 weeks. And to me, I would buy this hands down over those other two. We'll talk about that.
No question.
We'll talk about it. But like, this is so dynamic from the initial taste to the ending note, and it's sweet but spicy. And I really enjoy this.
So final rating. Give me the countdown on the final rating so we can dive into it.
Okay.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
86. Dead on. So 86 compared to like a mid to upper range 70, that's the difference. I think this brings an element of freshness and purity to it, but also it's way more dynamic and it's way more multidimensional. It's not the stereotypical heavy corn, little bit of sweetness, touch of, oh, okay, we got a higher char. We sat it in the rickhouse for a little bit. We spun the barrel. Like, here you go. Like, it's, this is just a totally different piece and element that you can only get with that region. And that's why it's so imperative for us to get that word out of saying, try whiskey from different states, because you're going to bring in so many different aspects that it's just incredible to drink.
We've drank a lot of whiskey. Honestly, New York does have a very distinct taste.
Yeah, it's a raw farmer, like, blue-collar element of
fresh grain.
Yeah, of tasting notes and experience to the whiskey that it's in there through and through. Like, guys, nice job making this. It's really well done.
So for $53,
would you have this in your collection? Without a doubt, no doubt.
Was this 53?
No, 55, 50, 59?
I think this one was $56.
56.
So $56, would you have this in your collection?
Yes, no doubt.
And this is where, again, we talked about last week. You have those ranges, and 50 to 35 is one range, and then 50 to 75 is the other range.
Yeah.
This is very well priced for being $56 and getting those tasting notes.
Talk about it.
Where would you stop buying this? Like, if they raise the prices, where would you say I'm not 70. Into it? Would you?
Yeah, 75. I'm after tax. I'm good.
I'm thinking more, like, before tax. If this is above 60, I probably would be, because I feel you can find some good products for, like, $65.
Sure.
60, it would be, I might hesitate a little bit.
I think it's perfectly priced for the quality that you're getting in it.
Because 60, once you get into that 60, then I'm starting to think of, like, lower-tier single-barrel high-proof products.
Yes.
Whereas this is not high-proof. I mean, you're still looking at 94. It's high to some people, maybe. But, like, for a lower-proof entry, like, entry person's trying to get into whiskey, 94 proof, not a single barrel, just like their staple product, this is perfect.
Yep, I agree.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us in today's review of Alton Distillery's New York Bourbon. Definitely go check this out. This is very interesting. It's made with Catskills Mountain Water, natural yeast. It's a sour mash product. Go check it out if you can find it, or go to their website. You can buy it online, and maybe they'll ship it to you.
You can buy it
from somewhere else. Online, and then hopefully your state allows you to bring it in. But check it out. It is a very interesting product, and it's very well priced. Good job, Alton Distillery. Like we always say every review, we always recommend to please drink responsibly, be a good person, and Michael.
Do not litter.
We're out. Yeah!
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.